What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we all know, female fuckery has no limit. No place limit, no age limit, no ethnicity limit. However, we also know this, the response of men putting on the mask also has no limit. Yeah, more and more men have finally become fed up with how women treat them, especially when it comes to women who are preparing to leave. Yeah, we all know when a woman decides she's ready to leave, she's going to do everything in her power to kick dirt on that man's name as she walks out that damn door, i.e. using the court of public opinion as a sword and a shield. However, I always say this, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Like the man in this article that was published on the 24th of October. Manhunt underway for husband accused of offlining his wife in their Massachusetts home. Gentlemen, what do I always say about the marital home? They always contain deep, dark secrets that the couple will do everything in their power to try to contain until things go south. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A search is underway for a Massachusetts man suspected of offlining his wife. And he should be considered armed and dangerous, police said Tuesday. Aaron Pennington, 33, is the suspect in the termination of his wife, 30-year-old Brianne Pennington, who was found deleted at their home in Gardner on Sunday, Massachusetts State Police said. His car, a white BMW 320, was found by a hunter in a wooded area of Gardner on Monday, following a police alert for the vehicle. A search involving multiple police agencies, including K-9 and aviation units, is currently underway in the area for the suspect. Quote unquote, we're operating under the assumption that Mr. Pennington is still alive and on the run, Gardner Police Chief Eric McAveen Jr. told reporters during a press briefing on Tuesday. First responders went to the Pennington's home Sunday morning after their four children went to a neighbor's home, quote unquote, scared because they could not find their father and their mother was in her bedroom crying, and the neighbors called 911. Brianne Pennington was found in a bed in an upstairs bedroom, apparently deleted from a gunshot wound to the face. Now, of course, me with my insensitive ass would say something like this. That's not the only shot she ever took to the face from this man. Yeah, I know. I ain't shit. But hey, I can find humor in any situation. Responding Gardner police officers conducted a sweep and found no other individuals or any visible weapons inside the home, the complaint stated. Investigators learned that Breanne Pennington was planning to move with the children to Texas to quote unquote be away from Aaron, who suffered from mental health issues, according to the complaint. Okay, stop the presses. Stop the damn presses. Gentlemen, you know, with my analytical brain, this is where I'm going to focus. Excuse me. First question that I have to ask, where were the records stating that he had mental health issues? Where's the paperwork? Or was that something that she was going to use to kick dirt on his name? Gentlemen, like I said, the court of public opinion, there should be paperwork stating, yes, this man is suffering from such and such mental illness. However, 9 times out of 10, there is no such paperwork. Nothing more than a ploy to get the public on her side. The second question that I would ask, who's in Texas? Now, there's a 50-50% chance she has family in Texas, or a more unpopular yet need to be explored possibility. Somebody else is in Texas. Possibly a man she was monkey branching to, or preparing to monkey branch to. Just saying. Breanne Pennington was known to have a firearm at the residence for protection. Really? Though neither she nor Aaron possessed a license to carry firearms in Massachusetts, according to the complaint. Well, that is something else that's interesting. If they're not licensed to carry, how did she get a gun? Well. But leave it to the anti-gun nuts to say, oh, it's just easy for someone to get a firearm, blah, 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 blah. But I digress. The complaint was issued against Aaron for unlawful possession of a firearm. The area where the search is underway is a heavily wooded campground used by the Boy Scouts and churches, McAveen said. The grid search is large. Worcester County District Attorney Joseph Early Jr. urged anyone in the area to check surveillance footage, including trail cameras, amid the search. Aaron served on active duty in the Air Force from 2015 to 2022, according to an Air Force spokesperson. He transferred to the reserves mid-2022 before separating from the service on February 17th, the spokesperson said. Okay, right there. If he had mental issues, then the police would be able to requisition his medical records for the investigation. However, there's no other mention of him having mental health issues, which once again leads me to believe that she said that just so she could elicit sympathy in the court of public opinion. Authorities advised anyone who sees him not to approach and call 911 immediately. Quote unquote, we are assuming that he is armed with a handgun, Early said. Well, well, well. In the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, gentlemen, in my humble opinion, they should be focusing on the fact that this woman was planning on leaving him, taking all four of the kids, and going to Texas. Once again, my spider senses are on full alert. Who is in Texas? Who? 50-50% chance, gentlemen. Could be family, or could be the man that she was planning on leaving her husband for. Then you have to factor in, if they're going to get divorced, child support for four children. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it is what it is. Just saying. Just saying. We all know this. We all know how things work when it comes to women and divorce. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 20. Because the children had to go and involve other people. So, yeah. And the fact that, you know, the cops had to find her face-blasted carcass in their home. So, I'm going to give that a 20. And for the brutality factor. Come on now. Like I said, she got shot in the face. So, I'm going to give that a 15. So, Aaron Pew Pew Pennington gets a score of 50. When will these women learn? Using the court of public opinion against a man that you're ready to leave is not going to be a positive thing. Once you decide that you're going to leave, okay, you should be able to sit down, have a rational conversation, but oh, no, 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 no. Women, especially Western women, are not incentivized to do so. They are incentivized to use the gun of the state, to play dirty, to use the children as living hostages. However, more and more men are deciding that they're going to play dirty, i.e., they're going to commit warfare. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the motivation? Who do you think was down in Texas? And for you women out there who think you're going to still be able to use the court of public opinion to use your children as living hostages, when you're ready to leave your husband or your boyfriend, you better understand this and you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think you have in those situations is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to use the court of public opinion, your own children, the Duluth model, and everything else the system has in place for you as a shield against that man, that's going out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate this. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And guess what? When you've become the bane of that man's life, He's going to take matters into his own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.